broadcasting and streaming worldwide from the Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Hi, Danielle. It's Ben Crenshaw.
We've got all kinds of things going on this morning. And first off, volcano, there's an 836 and a 916, 53 cool degrees. It's about 69 in Honolulu. Of course, this is the Golf Club Radio Show. Usually we have all kinds of introductory things happening, and it's a, you know, it's a dynamic start to the show. Well, at about, 2 minutes ago, we've gotten everything put together. The power was out in the building, the entire building. And, of course, you know, we're high up there, and the elevators weren't working. So we're all together now, and I'm really pleased to give you some more tea times, and then Mark Rolfing is going to join us. We've got Manele Bay, the Hoku'ala Ocean Club has a 1048 and an 1124. Pineapple Hill. May you all hit the sweet spot every time. Oh, you know what? Also, Dawn Patrol is going out at the Volcano Golf Club. You're playing in 53-degree weather. you go, guys, girls. Okay, and then we've got Kapolei on Oahu, and you can go online to make an appointment there. We can't call them and get any tee times. But Pearl Country Club, there's an 846, a 942. Hawaii Kai has an 840. Turtle Bay, 1120 and a 140. And then Maui Gold Course at Wailea has an 1120 and a 1050. Emerald has a 1040 and an 1120. Blue Course has an 11 o'clock and a 12 o'clock. Maui Nui, an 1112 and a 1224. My guest today got a beautiful show for you with Mark Rolfing kicking off the show, Ray Stosic, Tournament Director, Sony Open in Hawaii, Ed Kageyama, PGA, General Manager, Pearl Country Club, and, of course, there's lots going on at Pearl Country Club. We're also going to have, Keith Hirschlin is joining us, and he's going to be calling in, award-winning author. He is an Emmy Award-winning sports television producer. Live television, by the way. He knows exactly what we're going through. And Beth Ann Nichols, senior writer for Golf Week magazine, all on the show this morning. Now, I can't say, and we'll be back right after this with Mark Rolfing, because we don't have any, any of the fabulous things that makes radio so interesting. Danielle's just winging it today. Mark Rolfing, golf analyst, golf commentator, Golf Channel, NBC Sports, member of the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame, 2022 PGA Distinguished Service Award recipient with his wife, Deb, and contributor, the Dad's Advice Project. Welcome into the clubhouse, Mark.
Yeah, I've been trying to get in, knocking on the door, and finally
left. Hey, you should have seen that consternation in my face when I walked up to the building and everything was completely dark. Wait a minute. How am I going to get in? How am I going to get up? And how am I going to get on? So, one of the things that is so interesting to see right now in the game of golf, and we've got so much coming up here in Hawaii, but it is great to see Tiger Woods for the second time on TV playing golf, you know, in 3 weeks. Now, there was an interview that he was talking with someone, I think from Golf Channel, NBC, and he was suggesting, or they were asking him if he was going to play one some months, as they had heard he was going to. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I think that's his goal. If you look at the PGA Tour schedule now, you know, sort of going forward, of course, there is so much uncertainty with this PIF, Public Investment Fund deal, as 2 weeks literally left when it has to be executed by. That doesn't mean it can't be extended, but if that schedule goes through with the PGA Tour that they're talking about for 2024, there really is sort of one big tournament every month. There's a lot more than just one, but, you know, one really big one a month, and I could see him plotting out a schedule where he did play that much. The way he is walking is just so impressive to me, Danielle. It's so different than what we saw from him at the Masters, literally. And I think this ankle surgery that he had, I don't know how it really affected his ability to play golf, but I know it really positively affected his ability to walk. He looks great walking right now.
He does. He does. And as they were wrapping the interview, it was kind of cute because they kind of suggested, now what about the champions, you know, the PGA Tour champions? And he just kind of laughed, smiled, and I didn't hear the answer to that. He's pretty into it, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, look, Tiger is a competitor number one. Of all the things that you can say about Tiger Woods, the one thing is he loves competing more than anything else in the entire world. And I wouldn't have given him a chance in the world 10 years ago to play on the PGA Tour Champions, but now, who knows? A lot's going to depend on Charlie, I think, and where Charlie's career ends up going. It's just amazing when you watch those two together, you look at Charlie and you just see Tiger. I see so much of Tiger in Charlie. And, you know, is that going to have an impact on what Tiger does ultimately? I don't know. Is Charlie going to caddy for Tiger? Think about it. If at the U.S. Open, for example, this summer, Tiger's caddy was Charlie, wouldn't that be just unbelievable? I think it's the kind of a jolt. Literally, it's the kind of a jolt our game needs right now to have, you know, a story like that. And so I hope we see Tiger a lot this year. I think we will.
Yeah, that would be fun. It would be a jolt. It would be a calming of the nerves to see something that we're accustomed to, like something coming back from shattered, you know, and it feels kind of shattered in the whole golf world, the way this, the thing with the PIF against PGA Tour, it's just weird, and it was also very interesting to find out that Tiger Woods has never won the PNC Championship in the four times he's played with his son, Charlie, who's really good,
yeah,
by the way.
It is interesting, and but, you know, your word shattered is such a good word. I talk to so many people about what's going on with golf at the highest level, and I got to tell you, the last few months or so, you've heard it in my voice, you've heard me say it, but I really feel like I'm almost kind of falling out of love with golf. I can't stand what's happening. It's not good for the game. I just think that the money and sort of the greed I'm seeing, you know, from so many different entities is really, really bad for the game. And somehow we have got to get this thing back on track, because even though it's a small percentage of the golfers in the world, the best players are the ones that drive the game. And they make a lot of money. They made a lot of money before this whole discussion with LIV Golf. I don't know. I just don't want to fall out of love with the game, and I kind of feel like I am in some way.
Yeah, that what you talked about, the money, that it irks me to no end that these millionaires, you know, are screaming about, well, $600 million. Seriously? You know, okay, that's going to change your entire bloodline's future.
Okay. Yeah, here's an amazing thing. So think about this. You know, when the PGA Tour wanted to respond to LIV a couple of years ago and had to try to compete with LIV Golf financially, they created this player impact program. And 2021 was the first year, Danielle, of the player impact program, where they distributed millions and millions of dollars to the top 10 players who created the most attention on social media and overall player impact. So they distributed a lot of money. A lot of people thought it was a waste of money. I don't know. I really didn't care at that point in time. But when you look at it now, more than half of the players who got that player impact money from the PGA Tour are now playing on LIV. I mean, that is unbelievable to me. It didn't matter.
Yeah.
There's so much money that it didn't matter, and I think it's got to stop because it's not sustainable. And you've got a lot of really great tournaments, and then you got tournaments that are going to be struggling, and I'm sure Ray Stojic will talk to you about that.
Yes.
Tour's now asking Sony, you know, to put up a part of the purse and to give a percentage of gross revenues from the tournament, and Friends of Hawaii Charities doesn't have that kind of money.
Exactly. Exactly. The bottom line on the tournaments that put on the name is on the Sony Open in Hawaii is they're raising money for charities. They're not raising money to pay the purse. It's like, what? Okay. So, but that's why this PNC, by the way, it used to be father's son, and PNC is a bank, and the PNC championship is when mom and dad, you know, okay, in the mom case, it's Annika Sorenstam, and the dad's, it's like Tiger Woods, and Lee Trevino, and he said, it's, you know, he loves the PNC championship. He is forever grateful to PNC for hosting it, for sponsoring it. But he goes, you know, this tournament's not about the money. And I'm like, yeah, let's do more of these.
Yeah, I totally agree. Lee Trevino is an amazing guy. You know, he's 84 years old, a dear, dear friend of mine. In fact, he's coming over to Kapalua at the end of January for a couple of weeks to stay here at the Ironwoods next door to me. And when he's here, like he's going to be for 2 weeks, every night at 5 o'clock, he is down on the 17th green on the Bay Course, wandering around, talking to every group that's playing through, giving bunker lessons, showing people how to chip and putt. That's what Lee Trevino loves about the game. And to me, that's what makes the game great. And that's why I don't want to see all this money ruin that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And if we could backtrack to Charlie Woods, you know, he's coming on strong, and Will McGee with Annika Sorenstam is such a trooper. You know, he's playing, and she's so excited to have her son playing and loving the game of golf. But one of the guys to really look at for our future is John Daly's son, John.
Yeah, he's an amazing little player, Little John, I guess, although he's a pretty big guy for a Little John.
Yeah.
You know, the question is, can he keep the rest of his life on track a little better than his dad did so that he can really show us, you know, whether or not he can reach his potential? I still believe John Daly could well have been maybe a top 10 or certainly top 20 player of all time. Had he really dedicated himself to the game like so many of the top players have to do. He had just an unbelievable amount of talent. Little John's got it, but he's going to have to have a little straighter and narrower path, you know, toward getting to the top than I think his dad did.
Yeah. I was going through your Twitter feed, just looking to see if you'd commented on anything in particular. And I was, having followed Michelle Wee West every shot at Wailea Country Club, and Lexi from Studio at Golf Channel, Michelle's 68 in 04 featured only 23 putts, two of 50-plus feet. Lexi had 30 putts yesterday. Remarkable performance by both, with extra for Lexi's resiliency and all-around play. What were you saying here about Lexi Thompson?
You know, what I was saying was, I think if you put the two rounds side by side and compare the two rounds, Michelle back at that Sony Open where she shot 68, Lexi mm-hmm. shot a higher score, but I really thought the quality around that Lexi played, tee to green and beginning to end, was probably a better golf round than the one Michelle played.
Wow. Wow. You know, and Lexi Thompson, we all have so much, you know, the expectation level that she deals with on every day whenever she shows up for a tournament, and probably when she's not in playing golf. You know, people that follows you everywhere. It's always in your mind what you are expected to accomplish. That's an awful lot to be carrying. And I think part of that may have impacted her, I'm not sure how to put it, her sense of confidence, her, you know, ease on the course, because she used to play so easy, you know, she looked so comfortable, and then she started looking not so comfortable. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did, and if you think about it, Danielle, the superstars that intrigue golf fans so much, and I'm one of them, you're one of them, mm-hmm. of fans I'm talking about, mm-hmm. not superstars. but if you take a look at Michelle Wee West, take a look at Lexi, take a look at Tiger Woods, there's a lot of similarities there. The highs were very, very high in their career and just spectacular accomplishments. And then there were crash and burns, literally.
Yeah.
In certain ways. And but that's what makes it so intriguing. And golf is the kind of game where the fans feel like we know the players a lot better than, say, the NFL or the NBA. You know, players aren't wearing helmets. You can get close to them. And you sort of live and breathe and die with your superstars. And so the good times are really good, but they tend to really disappoint us. And I think that happened to Lexi. And I think it shook her confidence a little bit, you know, especially the rules issues that she got.
Oh, yes.
You know, with Tiger, it was more the personal issues. And Michelle, it was just simply the strange things that happened, you know, on the course where, you know, she played balls from the wrong place or signed for the wrong score or whatever it was. It was just, it was always the potential for something really traumatic happening, but at the same time, there were a lot of spectacular things.
Yeah. Yeah, and spectacular is, you know, coming up. I need to transition. We've got the Century. Some of the best golf all year is played on the Plantation course, right? And we're kicking off the entire PGA Tour season this January 3rd. This is really exciting. The Century is the number one tournament of the year. That's a big deal.
Well, you remember back in 2000 when Tiger Woods and Ernie Els had the playoff at Kapalua, and it was one of the great finishes in the history of the PGA Tour. And that was a time when the season started in Hawaii, which it should. The players wanted to start in Hawaii. Everybody wanted to start it in Hawaii. And whoever came up with this wraparound season that I still don't understand, but I don't have to worry about it anymore because we're not doing it. The wraparound season didn't work at all. It was so confusing to golf fans that now we're back on track, and it's a calendar season, and it starts in Hawaii, and the world is good in that respect again.
Yeah, it really is. So we've got the Century 2024 Kama'aina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. They're stepping up to reduce the price that we have to pay to go and play. That is really sweet that the local companies are seeing the value in getting involved in these golf tournaments, the Century and Sony Open.
Yeah, you got to remember, Danielle, that even things like golf tournament operations on Maui have been so affected by the wildfires, the cost of staging this Century tournament is going to be so much higher than we've ever seen, simply because a lot of the facilities and equipment is being utilized by FEMA and disaster recovery for the west side of Maui, that a lot of stuff had to be brought in from the mainland. So the costs are very, very much higher this year than they've ever been. So to be able to have somebody like Ed Schultz at Mauna Loa come in and say, we're going to subsidize this so that Kama'aina can come out and enjoy the golf. It really is remarkable. And I always say this is the best, you know, spectator experience on the PGA Tour. Can't get any closer to the players than you can at Kapalua. And what they're going to see when they get here is 58 or 59 players that are truly here for two reasons. One, to play in a great golf tournament, but two, to help in the recovery. They're going to see players do some amazing things while they are here.
Yeah, and it's January 4th through the 7th, and we're only 19 days and 40 minutes away.
Yeah.
I get to see you. Maybe you can stop by. I don't know. You know, we'll be doing
our work. Of course I can. It wouldn't be the same thing. I would feel like something was missing if I didn't.
That is so cool. And then the week later, we've got the Sony Open in Hawaii, January 11th through the 14th. $7,900,000 purse. And it's at Wailea Country Club. And we love the Sony Open and the Century. Do we still need volunteers? I'm not sure. I need to talk.
I think we do. Ray will tell you. But yeah. I think they probably do. It takes a big village to pull that event off.
Yeah. I was kind of interested in just how much it takes to move the production you know, Golf Channel production from Maui to Oahu pretty much overnight. That is an amazing accomplishment, and kudos to everybody who makes it possible. Kudos to Mark Rolfing, golf analyst, golf commentator, Golf Channel, and NBC Sports, member of the Hawaii Golf Hall of Fame. Thank you for being in the clubhouse this morning.
Thank you, Daniel.
Aloha. All right, we've got sponsors. Yes, taken care of. Everything's coming back together. All the pieces are happening. We'll be back right after this with Ray Stosic. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Welcome into the clubhouse, Ray.
Aloha. Good morning, Daniel.
Good morning. So, Sony Open, we just heard the spot there talking about who's coming for the Century. Do you have an update on the Sony Open pro players that are expected at the 2024 Sony Open?
I do. Danielle, we just completed 25 years of the Sony Open this past January. We're looking forward to the next 25. And some of the players were still getting commitments. Usually around holiday time is when they start sending them in. But, you know, we've got Matt Fitzpatrick and Terrell Hatton, some of the really good players that haven't been to Sony in quite some time.
Yeah.
Hideki Matsuyama, our past champion, along with six other past champions coming back. And then we've got some of the favorites that come to Hawaii every year with their families, Matt Kuchar, Billy Hartpartial, you know, Cameron Champ, one of the longest drivers on the tour. I'm excited to say today that the number 10, if you've been watching golf over the last year or two, you notice a lot of tournaments have a drivable par 4. Well, we'll be using one this year, and the number 10th team is probably going to play about 315, 310, 315, and people like Cameron Champ and others, it's drivable easily, so that'll be exciting. We're also putting up bleachers at number 10 this year so that you can kind of watch those players that We'll try to drive the green.
That's cool. That's going to be like a long drive competition with cheering fans.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. Sony Open sponsorships, are they still available?
There are. We've got a few pro-am spots left on Monday, which is a pro-am at Wildlife, and then we have some left on Sunday, the official pro-am. So if you go to SonyOpenInHawaii.com, you can see those availabilities.
Awesome. So SonyOpenInHawaii.com is where you go to see if you can get into the official pro-am or the satellite pro-am, and spots are still available. And you don't want to miss that because it's so much fun being with the pros. And really, I mean, the amount of information you will gather if you can settle yourself down enough being around some superstar that you've been admiring for so long, you can probably learn a whole bunch for your own game. I was just talking with Mark Offing about volunteers. Do we still need volunteers for the Sony Open?
You know what? We don't need them at this time. Uh-huh. It's been amazing. You know, we struggled after COVID for various reasons. But this year we've had a strong contingent, so we've got plenty of volunteers. We also are getting volunteers back internationally and nationally. We've got a group of volunteers coming from Japan returning since pre-COVID. We also have a large contingent from Alabama that they plan their vacation every year. It's pretty amazing that somebody schedules their vacation to Hawaii and then comes to work the golf tournament for 5 or 6 days. So we're so thankful.
That is wonderful. And it's great to hear that, you know, our visitors from Japan are returning and there's a whole contingent of volunteers to be on property at the Sony Open in Hawaii. And you, you know, we talk about the amount of money that the players get, you know, winning and not winning, but still walking away with a handsome prize fund. It's not the only thing. What's the bottom line on golf is the charity partners and the Hawaii Community Foundation. This is the second year. They're a new charity partner.
Yes, they are. You know, we were blessed to have the Weinberg Foundation work with us the first 20-some years, and now Hawaii Community Foundation. Those of you that don't know about them, you know, 90-plus years of giving back to the community in Hawaii, and we're so blessed to be a part of their team now, working together to help us fund the less needy in Hawaii.
Wow, that's great. And so from what I understand, donations can be made to the Friends of Hawaii Charities Fund at the Hawaii Community Foundation?
Right. They have a link. If you go to Hawaii Community Foundation, you'll see a link for the Sony Open in Hawaii.
Right on. It's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. And there's a ticket station, too, so our section for ticket buying. So you can get your tickets there, too, it looks like.
They can. Also, as you speak about tickets, I think I've mentioned in the past years about how the Sony Open is one of the most gracious as it comes to our military. So I'd like to share that again, that we have free admission all week long for all military and all their dependents. They just need a proper identification. We also are working with Taysha, one of our sponsors for the Sony Open. They have complimentary hospitality, food and drink, Thursday through Sunday, and that's also working with Birdie for the Brave Patriots Outpost out there by the right side of Tournament 18.
Wow. You know everything, the whole layout, don't you? Do you help put that together?
26 years. This is my 26th, so I know a little bit. You know, there's also free admission for Monday and Tuesday. Those of you that want to come out and see the pros early while they're practicing. And then children 15 and under are admitted free when accompanied by an adult ticket holder. So we try to get as many people as we can out there for the week. And there are some options that there's no cost.
That's fantastic. By the way, when you go to the Sony Open in Hawaii.com, not only is there the ticket section, but there's also a Donate Now section. And I imagine that Donate Now section will then go to the charities?
Yes, that's correct.
Right on.
100%.
Right on. A Sony Corporation has been incredible, speaking of, you know, a long time being our sponsor. It's like what would we call it? You know, it's like, of course, it's the Sony, you know, the Sony Open. It's the Sony Corporation committing to Hawaii. Can you talk to that?
Yes. You know, we can't be more grateful for Sony Corporation. Now we're entering our 26th year. When the pandemic hit, they were one of the first globally and also to Hawaii to give money related to the pandemic. And then when the Maui fires came last year, it was just so devastating that they came out in the first week, gave $200,000 for the Maui wildfire through Hawaii Community Foundation, and another $100,000 to American Red Cross. And here's a sponsor that just believes and loves Hawaii, has been here ever since the Morita family started the Sony Hawaii division in 1985.
Wow.
So they stepped up right away and continue to do so.
That's great. So you've got great deals, the free admission Monday and Tuesday with children 15 and under are free with a ticket, a parent with their paid ticket, and there's also a special deal for MasterCard. U.S. MasterCard holders.
Yeah, we've partnered with MasterCard this year. Now through, there's a promotion going on right now. Through December 27th, you can purchase tickets on their website by clicking MasterCard offer and get 10% off daily admission tickets.
That's great. And they've been, MasterCard is a tournament sponsor through the PGA Tour and offering this special promo just for a limited time. And it's great. And I thank you so much to Sony for that $200,000 donation to support the folks impacted by the Maui wildfires. It is so important. There's so much that people are dealing with that I can't even begin to imagine what it would be like to not only lose my home, but all of the priceless memories that home stored, not just in my mind, but also the pictures. Everything is taken from you. I mean, to be stripped of your history and your routine, and to see these companies coming in and understanding and playing a part in making life just maybe a little bit better. And all the people who have provided food and shelter and you know, and kudos to the governor who is saying, you know, we've got to find homes, permanent homes for the folks that, you know, can't be shuffled from hotel to hotel. So this is beautiful. And I thank you so much to the folks who did that, made that, the Sony Corporation, and Ray Stosic for doing this for... Everybody asks me, Danielle, when are you going to retire? This is my family talking now. So, Ray, you just going to keep on going?
You know what? We're thankful to have Sony contracted through 2026. I enjoy what I do. I love giving back to the community. We're in the, I think, $27 million with the Sony Open so far for local giving, and I'll continue as long as you're working.
Okay. Right on. You and me, we're in it together because we love our job. $27 million. Thank you, Sony. All right, and thank you, Ray Stosic, President, 141 Premier Sports, and the Tournament Director, Sony Open in Hawaii. Aloha.
Aloha.
All right, coming back with Ed Kageyama, PGA, and General Manager of Pearl Country Club. Some very interesting things are going to be happening at Pearl Country Club that we're going to be able to find out a little bit more about with Ed Kageyama after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be Hitting the Greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all those signs? That one room sign company to 1724 Hart Street off Welcome Miller Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and turn signs of every kind, OSHA compliance signs, custom signs of all types. Call 474047. Licensed, insured, home room sign, serving Hawaii since 1939. Their quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now. Got a shutter bug in your life? ProCamera Hawaii has just what you need. ProCamera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. ProCamera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. ProCamera Hawaii has it all. Now at Rokai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Corfu Bay and Kauai, South Shore. Share our home with me, the gift for that special someone. Tired of giving fruit baskets you know are getting recycled? Give a Corfu Bay Golf gift certificate. Whether it's a birthday, business, or anniversary, here's the one gift that is always the right size on the perfect date. Just give us a call and we'll be waiting for you to pick up or mail to your office. There may even be time to sneak into mine. Call us for the perfect gift where great golf is played every day at Corfu Bay on the Garden Isle.
Buy tickets now for the Sony Open and lift up Keiki, Kupuna, and families here in Hawaii. Link arms with Friends of Hawaii Charities and Hawaii Community Foundation to show your support to Islanders. Give aloha. Help a lot. Get your tickets now for the Sony Open in Hawaii. Together, we can kokua. Tickets and more are available now at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. That's SonyOpenInHawaii.com. Give aloha. Help a lot.
Got my new book, Three Tips to Play Better Golf. Practice, practice, practice. Now, back to Danielle Tucker.
Hey, shout out to the PGA of America, the women's division champions crowned at 2023 PGA National Club Championship. Two-time champion, hard-fought battle, wire-to-wire winner, the women's division of the 2023 PGA National Club Championship were compelling, to say the least, from beginning to end. And it was in the True North Golf Club's Monument and Pinnacle courses and Weston Kierland's Ironwood and Acacia golf courses. And the 54-hole championship featured three women's division, the Open, as any age, the Senior, 50-plus, and the Legends, 60-plus. So, you know, if you ever want to get involved, this would be great. So the winners, yes, Ali Muhal, Kim Kyers-Scott, and Tony Notaro. Both, all claim titles at the Scottsdale, True North and Weston Kierland. So this is awesome. PGA of America always putting on these wonderful competitions for people who really have the competitive spirit in them. I play the game more because I just have fun. You know, that's for me, I don't have time to really practice and get really good at the game. But there are a lot of people who take it really, really, it's everything they do, and they love it. And they love competing, and that's what it takes. All right, we've got Ed Kageyama, PGA, General Manager, Pearl Country Club, in the house. Welcome in.
Good morning, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely, Ed. Are you still golf program director at Punahou?
I switched over to HPU. I took over the men's and women's program right as COVID started.
Wow. So you're one of those people who just loves to teach.
I do. I really like teaching. I really like coaching. And I love doing it. I love being with the kids. I love seeing them learn and grow and becoming great human beings. And so, I did high school or, you know, school golf for 13 years. And so, you know, I thought, this would be a great opportunity to kind of stretch my experience and my ability to really challenge myself and see what I could do at the next level.
Right. Now, I'm going to ask you a question that I've always been curious about, but never really had an opportunity to ask. Teaching and what's the difference between teaching and coaching?
The way that I'd phrase it is there's a difference between, like, coaching and instructing. And so a lot of the instructors are kind of like what a lot of our golfers are used to. It's like these private one-on-ones. Whereas coaching, it's trying to pull, you know, five individuals together, getting, five individual different types of games, and try to pull them all together into a team. And at the level that we're at, everyone can hit the ball. Everyone knows how to hit the ball. So it's more about learning how to play the game, how to score, how to manage the golf course, manage themselves. And it becomes more of a mental exercise than anything.
Wow. That is so good for life, isn't it?
It is. It teaches, you know, all the stuff we talk about the altruistic parts of golf, of the intangibles of, you know, patience and perseverance and integrity and all that. But, you know, this is at the college golf level, it is at another level.
Yeah.
And the stresses are another level. And, they all want to work hard, and they all want to compete hard, and, they all want to win. And so it's a really fun journey that we're all on right now.
Yeah, it's teaching them how to be a team. And that's the way you win in life, as you go to work, as you go home. Because, you know, as a family, you're really a team, and you've got to kind of coexist happily.
It is. Yeah, exactly. It's a lot of being together, working together, group dynamics, and you know how you bring four individuals together as one. And so there's a lot of organizational skills and work-life skills that they all can learn. And the way that I kind of structure it is the most senior are my captains. And so it gives them opportunity to, you know, build some personal skills on team building and motivation and communication. And, so that's stuff that they can benefit them later in life.
Yeah, and leadership. That's awesome. That's wonderful. Now, I was like, wait a minute, what? Pro Country Club is going to do, they're going to close? No, Danielle, Pearl Country Club is in closing. Tell us about I didn't know there was a first phase of the renovations. You know, COVID really threw me off. So tell us what's going on at Pearl Country Club.
So the golf course was, you know, it's built in the mid-60s, and so it has a, you know, older design, older construction methods. The irrigation, parts of the irrigation system are original. You know, and so it's just time, and these things, you know, they have a useful life, and most of the golf course or infrastructure of the golf course is beyond the useful life. And so it's time for us to, you know, reconstruct some things, build some in some more modern construction standards and methods, and really upgrade our irrigation system. And so the irrigation system from, you know, 50 plus years ago, is really different than what it is now. And so what we can use now through technology is really manage our water, our use of water. You know, if we have rain overnight, which we do up in Nye'a, that the irrigation system will shut off by itself. And so we don't overwater, we don't waste water. And so it's just ways for us to be much smarter and much more efficient and be better stewards of the land.
Right on. Oh, that is fantastic. You know, one doesn't think about how things have changed. You know, you think of the watering as like pipes or, you know, hose. and here you are, you're talking about the consents. The new systems can sense whether the soil is wet, and it doesn't need to be any wetter because the grass is just fine right now. And then it can give more water when the grass isn't as wet as it should be. That's magnificent.
Right, and we can actually control it by individual sprinkler heads. So if there's an area that needs it, we can turn one of them on and leave the rest of them off. And those types of things. And it can all be, it's all computerized and can be run off your phone.
Phone.
Much smarter way for us to operate.
Absolutely. It's wonderful. And I'm sure the superintendent is thrilled that this is going to happen. I love superintendents. They're so quiet and they do so much work, and they don't get a lot of accolades for the work that, you know, and they deserve it because they're hardworking people and they love what they do, and just kudos to all of them. Now, are you going to change anything about the golf course, or are you going to keep it kind of the same layout?
The layout will stay, kind of how it is. The routing, we couldn't really change the routing just because it's a smaller footprint. However, we needed to reconstruct the greens just because of the more bringing it up to USGA standards on the greens construction, install better drainage systems, and then we'll be converting the greens to pastalum platinum PE grass, which you'll see it. Hula Lai has it. Some really nice golf courses have this green surface, and so that's what we're looking for. Again, you know, the pastalum, as everybody knows, it's a better, you know, it requires less chemicals for you to maintain it, and so it's just a much better grass for everyone for us to go to.
Wow, that's cool. It's very cool. This is because someone said to me, well, the clubhouse I think needs a little love, but the golf course is fabulous. I mean, you already have a fabulous golf course. What you're doing is just, you know, fluff and fold. It's just fantastic. And making it even better than it was. So, what are you going to do with the clubhouse?
It's going to be the same thing. The golf course, the clubhouse was built, this new one was built, I think, in around the mid-80s. And so it's a lot younger than the golf course itself. However, it is still an older building. It is aging. And it's time for us to really address some of the infrastructure things that are in there. And so we're going to be going out doing that. New kitchen, expanding some of our banquet space so we can have bigger banquets, and just be more efficient in our layouts. And then, it's given a new look, and it's just time that we go out and do these things. And it'll be a nice place, and we're going to relocate the golf shop downstairs. So instead of people having to go upstairs to check in, then back down to get the cart. Everything would be downstairs for golf, and so it's just much smarter, much easier for us to operate, and we're trying to overall build a better experience for our guests.
That's great. This is wonderful, and it's going to be the club reopens at the end of 2024. It's going to be Pearl at Kalaau'au. What does that mean?
So Kalaau'au is the Ahupua'a, the name of the Ahupua'a area located.
Yes.
And so, you know, having the property go back to Kamehameha Schools, we're going to be obviously incorporating a little more of our culture and our language and our brand identity to be more of that of a Hawaiian touch points.
Yeah.
And so that's sort of where we want to go to, and it's involving a little more storytelling and just presenting our guests with, a little more cultural identity.
That's great. Bravo, this is wonderful. You know, we try to give people tea times, and we call the Pearl Country Club golf shop to see if there's an opening, which there never is, except if somebody cancels. And we get so excited here at the golf club. Hey, somebody cancels at Pearl. There's a 9:10.
Yeah, it's been busy, which is very, very, we're very fortunate that our local support has been strong, and we're local first. We're owned by a local company, and so that's always going to be a big part of our customer base and our support group, and that's who we're catering to first and foremost.
Absolutely, and if you'd like to get more information about what's going to be, the improvements, progress, there's actually a place you can go to, Pearl Country Club, which is pearlpc.com. PearlPC.com. Easy. Thank you so much.
PearlCC. Yeah, PearlCC.com.
Yeah. It's fantastic. Thank you very much for being inside the clubhouse with us and for all you're doing for Pearl Country Club and for the life of the land. Thank you.
Thank you, Danielle.
Okay. You too. Aloha. Ed Kageyama, PGA, General Manager at Pearl Country Club, and that's pearlpc.com. All right, we're going to come back with Keith Hirschlin, award-winning author, Emmy award-winning sports television producer, live television, and tournament TV producer, one of the first 40 people to be hired at Golf Channel in 1995. Was that a long time ago? No, it wasn't. I just thinking about when I graduated. Okay, high school. We're going to come back with Keith after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rex Eckerbaugh, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We've got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Miyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power in your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
With the best start of the year, the century returns to Maui at the Plantation Course at Kapalua for the PGA Tour's opening drive. Come witness an elite field of PGA Tour players like Scottie Scheffler, Colin Morikawa, and Xander Schauffele as the race for the FedEx Cup begins. Admitted for free. And Hawaii residents can enjoy the discounted Kamaaina ticket presented by Mauna Loa. Witness the action of the century January 4th through 7th. Buy tickets at thecentury.com.
Do you want more consistency and more distance in your golf swing? Schedule a session with Coach Claude Brusseau, PGA Master and Director of Player Development at the Wailea Golf Academy. It's the only Golf Channel Academy in Hawaii. He's ranked number one teacher in Hawaii by Golf Digest since 2019 and two-time ASPGA Teacher of the Year. Claude will simplify your game and make you better. Scratch golfer or just beginning. Call Claude at 808-856-9458 or book with him at WaileaGolf.com. That's 808-856-9458. Have more fun and stop paying for lunches.
Ah, the forecast. You know, I usually do a forecast much earlier in the show, but I thought you'd like to know if you're going to go play a round of golf. Breezy. You probably know this, right? Mostly cloudy. Numerous light showers in the morning, scattered light showers in the afternoon. Leeward side, it's actually going to be mostly sunny. Breezy, though, but isolated light showers are possible in the morning. You know, they're possible just about any time if the northeasterly winds are blowing 15 to 25, although when it's cold like this, it often doesn't rain as much. All right, so that's the forecast. On the Big Island, it's going to be sunny on the windward side with light showers in the morning and scattered light showers in the afternoon. And the leeward side will be mostly sunny in the morning, mostly cloudy with isolated light showers in the afternoon. Breezy. It's going to be breezy. What's the temperature? Between 76 and 81. I don't know. It felt a lot colder, but I got to work this morning kind of early. Got some tea times for you. Volcano, it was 53 degrees this morning. 836. 916, the Dawn Patrol. They're on the course already. Makalei, 910. We've got at Hoku'ala Ocean Club, a 1048 and an 1124, and the Pineapple Hill crowd. They're out. And at Poipu, there's a 1050 and an 1130. At Hawaii Kai, we've got an 840. And we've got a Turtle Bay, 1120, a 140. And on Maui, Gold Course is a 1020. And the Emerald Course has a 1040, and the Blue Course has an 11 o'clock. How's that? Right in order. Maui Nui has an 11:12 and a 12:24. All right. We're going to come back with Keith Hirschlin after this.
Man, I thought that was in the chop. It bounced out. I've been robbed. Now, back to
to the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Breaking news. Breaking news. Yeah, right. No, Pro Country Club does have openings this morning. There is an 8:46, which is like right around the corner, but you can make it, and a 9:42. Okay, call them right away so you can nail that. All right, 8:46 and 9:42. Yay. Keith Hirschland, award-winning author, Emmy Award-winning sports television producer, live television, and one of the first 40 people to be hired at Golf Channel in 1995. Has Golf Channel only been on the air since 1995? Keith Hirschland, can you answer that question?
It has. Hi, Danielle. Hi. So good to be with you again. It's been a while.
I know. You got to write books faster.
I know, right? That's exactly what I have to do. But it's great. Just great to thank you for having me on. It's always a pleasure to join. You know, you've always got such a great lineup, and I'm honored to be a part of that.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
1995, January of 1995. So that's what? It's going to be 30 years.
Yeah, I know, but it seems like yesterday.
I know it, right?
Gosh. Oh, dear. But that's okay. You have come out with Song Girl, A Crime Mystery. But first, wasn't it Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In?
That was the first one, yeah. I actually started writing that one. Right after my parents passed away in 2007. So, you know, we were over on Maui. My folks lived at Kapalua for 30 years. We were over on Maui, you know, kind of just doing what kids do, taking care of things and going through all the stuff my folks had packed away in closets and in the garage.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And my wife, you know, I had met my wife later in life, my wife Sarah, and she didn't really get to spend a whole lot of time with my parents, which is, you know, one of my big regrets. But, you know, we were going through all this stuff, and my dad and mom, and, you know, I tell the story in the book, but they had started a TV station in Reno, and my dad had won all kinds of commendations and awards. He's in the Nevada Broadcasting Hall of Fame. And we were going through all this memorabilia, and my wife looked at me, and she just said, "This is amazing." And then she said, "Don't let this be your kids, Haley, Jake, and Jared, you know, when you're gone, looking into a box and saying, oh, my God, I had no idea that
wow.
Dad won an Emmy. Dad helped start two TV networks, and Dad, you know, knew all these famous athletes and did all this." But she said, start writing in a journal some of the stories about, you know, what you've done in your career and your life. And so I started doing that just for them and because Sarah suggested it. And I got about a third of the way through it, and I thought, now, some of these stories are pretty good. So I had my mom, not to, you know, pat myself on the back or anything, but I had my mother-in-law read it, and she's like, "This needs to be a book."
Oh,
so
wow.
That's how Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In came about. We, you know, I wrote it. It took about 5 years to write, and we finally self-published it in 2013. So it's been out 10 years now.
Oh, wow. That is, so we've been talking, albeit infrequently, we have to make it more frequent. Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In was your first book, and it is a great book. It's so much fun. But all of your, then you go into some Song Girl, It's a Crime Mystery, and then there's, I love the titles you've come up with, and I need to plumb the depths of your mind here. Murphy, some of the Murphy books are so funny in their titles alone. Where do you get these titles?
Oh, goodness gracious. Well, yeah, you're right. So, I was still working at Golf Channel in 2013, albeit on a freelance kind of part-time basis, producing events for them in 2013 when we published Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In. They weren't real happy about it. They asked me not to work for them anymore because of it, which, you know, stuff happens, and I was a little bitter in the beginning, but you know, I understood it, and we move on. And so, I didn't have a job, so I thought, well, heck, what am I going to do now? And I realized that I enjoyed writing Cover Me Boys so much that I'd take a shot at fiction. So, since that time, I've written 5 books, including the Murphy. So Murphy, I thought I just. You said you want to plumb the depth of my mind. I caution you on that. But, you know, the premise was I'm kind of a grammar nerd.
Ah.
In my job working with announcers and trying to get them to speak the King's English, I had struggles on occasion. And one of the things that was one of my pet peeves was redundancies. So, you know, things like free gift or absolutely perfect or, you know, unexpected surprise or things like that. And I thought, well, okay, I'm going to write this book. And what I'm going to try and do is put as many redundancies as I can think of in the narrative.
Uh-huh.
Well, to start, the character's name had to be redundant, so I came up with Murphy Murphy. And the first mystery that he solves, and he works for a police department in the Department of Redundancy Department, and the first mystery that he solves is a mystery surrounding a rock band that I called Serious Crisis, which is also redundant. So anyway, that's how that title came about. And when I was thinking of Murphy Murphy, I thought this could be a three-book series where Murphy Murphy works there, then he's going to do something with cliches, which is how this new book came about, The Commission on Cliches. And then the last one, the plan is for the last one to be he works with the pun police. So there will be hundreds of puns involved in that one. But so that's, you know, yes. That's what I do in my spare time.
Yes.
You know, walk the dogs and think about crazy books to write.
Yes, no, this is fun. Well, you should be an English teacher.
That's right. I should credit my English teachers because they instilled something in me that stuck, right?
Yes. There's another thought. Yes, the flower. This is what the Flower Girl Murder, a wonderful crime mystery with fun twists. I recommend his books to readers who enjoy a well-written mystery, twists and turns. I could not put it down. That was the Flower Girl Murder. You get really good compliments if you didn't know that. If you haven't looked up the compliment section.
Right.
Yeah, and Big Flies. This is another one of Keith Hirschland's books. A great, well-crafted story. It's an easy read with compelling characters that spark your imagination. Another person says, highly recommended. Another person says, complex and entertaining. And another person said, love this thoroughly, entertaining mystery. You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you on the road with me.
Yeah, unless you have a whole bunch of kids that are sitting. Yeah, but write a review for Dad.
Yeah, right? That's exactly right.
That's what's going on. Yeah, this is really, you're really talented. I've got to tell you.
Stop.
No, because it's really hard to write a book. People don't realize how much, it's the consternation. Yeah, there's that. And then there's the time, and you have to keep doing it. You can't just stop. How do you do that? You get like a moment of, you know, serious crisis problems, like I don't know where to go next.
That's, you know, absolutely. And, you know, it is hard. And, you know, I found that the fiction work is harder than Cover Me Boys. Cover Me Boys, I was just telling stories. And, you know, luckily, I guess, I was one of those people that, you know, always came to a meeting with a notepad and a pen. And so I wrote down things, you know, throughout the course of my time at ESPN and at Golf Channel. I used that to kind of, you know, I remember, you know, my memory is getting worse and worse as I approach my 68th birthday. But, you know, 10 years ago, I remembered, you know, I mean, I could remember a lot of what happened, but I also had the notes to back it up. And
right on.
I had all friends like Jerry Foltz and Pete Esposito and Emmett Loughran and guys that I had worked with at Golf Channel said, you remember this way as well? And, you know, sometimes they'd be like, kind of, or... That's not really how that happened. I remember it this way. But anyway, I told those stories, so that was easy. The fiction, you have to make it up. And you not only have to make it up, but what you write on page 2 has to make sense on page 202. That's a really, I struggled a little bit in the beginning with you know, just kind of making sure that, wait a minute, did I, you know, was this person's name that, and, you know, when I started writing the story, did they do this, and is this incongruent to what they're doing now, and those things, and it's really hard, and that's why I have, you know, the utmost respect for everybody and anybody that puts pen to paper and writes a book, because it's not easy.
No. It definitely is the challenge of a lifetime, from what I've been told, and I believe you. Now, I was just, and I'm not saying that you told me that it's a challenge of a lifetime. I'm saying, you know, that's why I believe you, because
yeah.
People who write books, you've also won some awards. And for some reason, in my, you know, in addition to winning the award, the Emmy Award for Sports Television Producer Live, that is an, you must be really proud of that.
It's one of my, it's, you know, I am super proud of that accomplishment. And, you know, I have, I've been in this, I was in the business for, you know, for almost 40 years. And it's always, you know, the highest kind of accolade and, you know, the highest reward for the hard work that you put in as a national sports Emmy, at least in the, you know, in the arena in which I worked and operated. And, you know, I had never worked, I was never lucky enough in my career to work, you know, World Series baseball or the Olympics or, you know, a number of those, you know, the NFL where
the World,
you know,
Series.
Those guys,
yeah,
right, those guys do such great work and they're rewarded for their work and you know, rightly so. But, you know, in golf, it's a little tougher nut to crack in terms of where those awards are handed out. And so in Golf Channel, you know, we had this idea to have a predictive line on the green that would show how the putt would break. And we worked with, you know, Mark Brody and some really smart people and came up with this way to predict the break of the putt, and we called it Aim Point. And we put it to use on our coverage, and lo and behold, I didn't even know it. Somebody at the Golf Channel submitted it for an Emmy Award, and we won. I mean, we didn't even go to the awards. Tony Tortorici, who was vice president of production at the time, another really talented, great guy, he was the only one that went to the awards for representing Golf Channel because nobody thought we were going to win. and they called our name, and it was just, I mean, it was such a surprise. And again, such a, like a testament to the hard work and creativity of everybody that worked on Golf Channel shows, you know, back in the late 90s. And it's really, you know, it's up on my, you know, I display it proudly in my office. And, you know, I have friends who have like 20 of them. And like, they don't even know where they are. And I'm like, no, I will always know where this Emmy is.
Oh, yeah. It would be like hanging in my living room.
Right?
I live there. I want to see it.
Oh, by the way, it's surprisingly heavy. It's, you know, one of the things when people come over or friends, you know, they go, oh, is that a real Emmy? It's like, yes.
I suppose it can't hang, can it? Yes.
Right.
No.
Yeah. No. It's cool, though. It's really cool, and I'm really proud of it.
You know, having been in the business for as long as you were, I need to ask you, Keith Hirschland, award-winning author, Emmy award-winning sports television producer, and tournament TV producer, one of the first 40 people to be hired at Golf Channel in 1995. You were around for a while. What do you make of the current state of golf?
Boy.
Uh-huh.
That's a loaded question. I think I'm gonna answer that question as a fan who watches. I used to watch basically every round of every day of, you know, because I was doing it and I was trying to see what other people were doing, to see if there was anything we could learn to, you know, and also I enjoyed it. I enjoyed watching golf on television. I enjoyed playing golf. You know, I'm not as upset about what's going on, I think, as a lot of people are. I think that disruption in the end is probably good in the long run for, you know, I mean, people don't change. People don't get better. People don't, you know, you can get stale. So if a disruptor comes along and shows you a different way maybe of doing something, maybe it makes you take another look at how you're doing things. And I think that can't be bad. I just hope that, you know, my hope is that somewhere in the not too distant future, there is peace in this game, and there is, a coming together of some way, shape, or form that, you know, everybody can live in this great space together and enjoy the game that we all love, you know, at the same time.
Yeah.
Does that sound too flowery and high in the sky?
Just a bit. No, I really appreciate what you're just saying, because, you know, when something crazy happens and, you know, when a fallout, it's madness, it's horrible, but then the dust settles and something new arrives, and then everybody gets comfortable with that. My problem with this whole thing is the amount of money that's being thrown around. I mean, this is nuts, you know, and there's no way that we can compete with, I hate to say we and them, you know, but we can't compete with Saudi oil, you know.
Sure.
And they're certainly thinking about the end of their pot of gold, because pretty soon we'll all be, you know, in little electric cars, and then we won't need their Saudi. And so they're preparing for their own future, you know, by maybe diversifying. I don't know why they're so fascinated by getting into the game of golf, but they're getting into sports in a lot of places, and sports, I guess, is a big moneymaker. Am I right on the moneymaker part? I don't know.
I think that's right, and, you know, there would be people that, you know, would question whether or not golf belongs in that in that space, you know, I would say that, you know, this is, you know, what has happened has been, you know, I always used to one of the reasons I loved the game and still love the game was that it was, you know, it was kind of that you don't get paid unless you perform. You know, the PGA Tour and at the time, you know, when I did it, Nike Tour, Buy.com Tour, Nationwide Tour, you know, it was always that meritocracy where you had to perform to get paid. But at the same time, these guys are, you know, these guys are incredibly, all the way down the list, incredibly talented, hardworking athletes, and there's something wrong with a baseball player signing a guaranteed contract or a NBA player or an NFL player signing a guaranteed contract, not having to play an inning or a down or a second of a game and still getting paid, and golfers, you know, some golfers having to struggle. So there's something in me that says, you know, the elite talent at the PGA Tour level, there should be, you know, I'm not opposed to kind of a guaranteed contract, right?
Right. Got it.
You know,
makes sense.
I mean, the Saudi thing, and, you know, that you and I don't know. I do know, and my wife, who is involved in the Olympic movement, will tell you that sport, you know, she likes to say, and I love her for this, she likes to say there are two things that universally bring people together. One is music, and one is sport. And so if the goal is to bring everybody together on this great, you know, in this great ride, and using golf and sport to do that, you know, do you sit back and say, how big a problem do I have with that?
I don't have a problem with that at all, as long as it's bringing us all together. But
right.
And, you know, I mean, and how much these guys in football, you know, NFL players, or, you know, name the most expensive sport there is. Is it Formula One? I don't know. Whatever. How much do they make for a year? What's their signing?
You know, that's a heck of a good question, and I'd have to look it up.
Okay.
Some of them, you know, I mean, are getting guaranteed. Well, what did Shohei Ohtani just sign for? $700 million.
Okay.
he may never pitch another game in his life. He's going under. He had Tommy John surgery for the second time. You know, it's like, but there's value. You know, obviously the Los Angeles Dodgers see value in signing Shohei Ohtani, whether he pitches or not, which is kind of crazy, but you know, that's the kind of numbers that he's getting. Now, I'm guessing he's an outlier. Nobody's making $700 million. I think it's the biggest contract ever signed.
Yeah.
As far as the MLB is concerned. But, you know, your point is correct. But, I mean, even the, you know, the football slash soccer players like Messi, and what did Messi make? What is Miami paying Messi? It's crazy numbers.
Crazy numbers, right. And that's where we, you know, but they generate crazy money because of the fans, right? And the number of people who want to see these guys play and
merchandise sales.
Yes, yep. All of that stuff comes together. I just don't see that we have that kind of a base to suck money out of to be able to throw it, you know, and keep everybody in the U.S. game. You know, so that we don't lose to, so other people don't own our guys, is what I'm trying to say. And $600 million is a lot of money, but, you know, you can't fault a person from, you know, saying, hey, you know, I've got $600 million for you. You know, you want to come over and play for us?
Right. And, you know, I mean, who knows? You know, you and I, in fact, you know, over the course of, I think the first time, I mean, we probably spoke 10 years ago for the first time after Covering Me Boys I'm Going It came out. So, you know, if you and I 10 years ago would have been chatting and saying, you know, I wonder what, you know, what 2023 is going to look like in golf, we would have never, we would have never come up with what's happening now.
No.
So 10 years from now, will team golf be a bigger thing? Will there be people buying, you know, teams of 5, 6, 7, 8 players that go around the world and compete against other teams of 5, 6? I have no idea. But maybe.
Yeah. It's just, you know, we're just in a world of literally haves and have-nots. And that's the other scary part of this whole equation is, the, you know, there used to be really, really rich people and the rest of us.
Right.
And now it's like this divide that's becoming more and more apparent. And that's the part that makes me cringe. And I don't know where it's going to go. But I'm getting way too philosophical
that's
here.
That's why everybody has to buy a copy of Murphy Murphy's Commission on Cliches.
Right.
Sit back, let your mind go, have a good time reading a fun story that has a whole bunch of cliches and redundancies in it. And golf.
Lots
of golf mentioned in that book. So.
And then you'll be pulled in, and then you'll want to read Cover Me Boys, I'm Going In.
There you go.
And then you'll want to read Big Flies, and you'll want to read The Flower Girl Murder, and you want to, what was the first Murphy Murphy? And, you know, are you the Murphy in this book?
No. Well, maybe.
Boy, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much.
It's always fun. It's always fun, Danielle. Thank you. Have a great day.
You
and,
too.
I hope to chat with you between now and 2 years from now.
Yeah, please.
Murphy book comes out.
Just, you know, you send me a text. Hey, you know,
okay.
I like this subject. Let's talk, okay?
Sounds great.
Awesome. Thank you. All right. I'm so pleased to have talked with Keith Hirschland after all these years. I'm going to say it again, okay, because he's an award-winning author and an Emmy Award-winning sports television producer, tournament TV producer, one of the first 40 people to be hired at Golf Channel in 1995. And by the way, that Emmy Award-winning sports television producer for the Emmy is live television, as a whole other ballgame. All right. We're hoping to hear from Beth Ann Nichols, who is at the PNC Championship, and, you know, weather delays and all that stuff is happening, and Tiger and Charlie, you know, Tiger's never won the PNC in the last 4 years. I think he shot 62-62 yesterday with Charlie, but, yeah, I don't know, he's sixth. I don't know. I have not seen what the scores are right now. And maybe it's really good that I don't, because they're going to play it again on NBC. So it was on Peacock, the streaming service. Now they'll replay it all on NBC. And so for you, I don't want to tell you anything. But I will try to get Beth Ann on with us. She said she'll let me know just as soon as possible. And that's, I only have 10 minutes or so, but let's take care of the people who make this show possible. My name is Danielle Tucker. The show is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
PGA and LPGA
to
Folsom, and have a great time.
Find your team and get ready for fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
See you all playing in your jersey.
Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
When Sears opened here more than 60 years ago, who made all those signs? That one little sign company, to 1724 Hart Street off Welcome Miller Road on the other side. They do building marquees, letter signs and lighted signs, parking and turn signs of every kind, OSHA compliant signs, custom signs of all types. Call 847-4047. Licensed and insured Home Room Signs, serving Hawaii since 1939, where quality and service have not been forgotten. Call 847-4047 now.
Got a shutter bug in your life? Pro Camera Hawaii has just what you need. Pro Camera has lots of holiday specials for you. Your authorized Canon, Sony, Fujifilm, Nikon, and Ricoh dealer. With in-stock and special order for your hard-to-find items. Pro Camera Hawaii, we know cameras. From digital cameras, lenses, audio, lighting, video accessories, and gift certificates. Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. Now at Pro Kai Shopping Center. Capture the memories.
Join the fun that makes a difference at the Sony Open. PGA Tour stars hit Waialae January 8th through 14th. Jump into this wave of aloha for Hawaii charities. Register now to volunteer at SonyOpenInHawaii.com. SonyOpenInHawaii.com.
K-O-R-L, Waianae, Honolulu. All right, I'm not sure if Beth Ann is going to get into us. She's a senior writer at Golf Week magazine, a former collegiate player, by the way. As she put it, pleased to make solid contact, aren't we all, you know? So Beth Ann Nichols, senior writer, Golf Week magazine, she is at the PNC. I just found out that Tiger Woods and Charlie managed, they shot a 64. I mean, seriously, you know. But I don't know what place they're in. They're having a great day. Tiger's having a great day. And it looks like Tiger Woods may be playing once a month. Wouldn't that be fun? Wouldn't that be nice? Kind of bring some, you know, of all the people, to bring some sense of calm into the game of golf. Tiger Woods. Okay, but I want to, since I don't think we're going to get the call from here, I want to go through something that she wrote about the LPGA Tour. At her top, it was kind of like her top five, and I'm not sure we'll have time for the top five, but I definitely want to do the top two, because first off, a mere 13 days removed from winning her second NCAA title, just 13 days from winning her second NCAA title, celebrating her 20th birthday and announcing her professional plans, Rose Zhang took on the best players in the world and beat them all. Zhang defeated major champion Jennifer Kupcho in a playoff at the Mizuho Americas Open, becoming the first player since Beverly Hansen in 1951 to win on the LPGA in her pro debut. "What's happening?" said Zhang as she held a bouquet of red roses. "I just can't believe it. I don't blame her. What is happening?" All right, number two on her list, and this is really, really cool. Hawaii's Allison Korpuz made history at Pebble Beach Golf Links, becoming the first woman to win a U.S. Women's Open at the iconic course. Yes, Allison. And because an historic event deserves historic coverage. It also marked the first time that NBC aired a woman's major in prime time. The result, the 2023 championship was the most watched U.S. Women's Open since Michelle Wee West won in 2014 at Pinehurst No. 2. The average audience of 895,000 viewers was up 118% over 2022. Sunday's final round averaged 1.58 million viewers, peaked with more than 2.2 million viewers in an 8:15 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time quarter hour. The digital consumption also hit historic marks for women's golf and tripling numbers from last year. Isn't that incredible? And I think it is so amazing. And here we are, you know, Hawaii's Allison Corpus, Michelle Wee, Hawaii's so much in the mix, women's golf. That is absolutely fabulous. And I just want to thank all of my guests. If you're just joining us, you know, just got in at the middle of the show, or you just got in at the very very beginning, yes, we had just a few problems this morning because the whole building didn't have power. And we got the power on. We started getting everything settled in, oh, about 2 minutes before airtime. So it's been quite the morning. And all of my guests have been, like, told, oh, dear, you know, I'm standing by. Let me know. So, so great. And I'm so thankful to all of you. And I'm really appreciative to the people who make this show possible. That's the bottom line, okay? And the Century, we're going to be there. It's just 19 days away, right? It's just amazing. Or is it 16 days? I've lost my place. That's not unusual. The Century officially kicks off the PGA Tour's 2024 season with Ricky Fowler, Victor Hovland, Hideki Matsuyama, Scottie Scheffler, set to return to Maui at Kapalua's Plantation Course. This is January 4th through the 7th. Absolutely fabulous how much money the Century has put into Maui since the wildfires. All right? And I'm absolutely, you know, kudos, bows, all that. Thank you so much for the support that you've given our island. Pro Camera Hawaii, hey, full-service shop offering the best photo, video, electronics equipment. Are you in the market for a new camera or looking for a quality camera to rent for a long weekend getaway? Yeah, you can rent. Interested in printing some of your Instagram photos for a photo album you can gift to friends? Pro Camera has you covered. Pro Camera Hawaii prides itself in years of industry experience and an extremely well-trained staff. From digital cameras, film cameras, camera lenses, lens accessories, Pro Camera Hawaii has it all. They're in the Pro Kai Shopping Center. That's Pro Camera. Aloha Power Equipment, you talk about. Your landscape superstore. Your weed it, whack it, mow it, blow it superstore. We put power at your fingertips superstore. That's Aloha Power Equipment. The Honolulu Sign Company, branding banks, shopping centers, businesses, hotels, since 1939. I say, why don't you brand yours? In fact, you know, thinking about that, yeah, Danielle, but I don't have a place to put a branding, so there's no, I can't use a sign because I'm here at the station, and we can't hang signs over the side over there. So you need to brand yours. The Aloha Section PGA, teach your children to play golf, the gift that lasts a lifetime. Seriously, golf teaches your children how to cooperate, teaches your children etiquette, who gets to go first, to be gracious, all the things that you struggle to teach your kids. Get in touch with the Aloha Section PGA. Teach your children how to play golf. They'll do it really good, okay? And the kids have fun. It's not like they're being tortured having all of these lessons in etiquette. They don't even know what's happening, all right? It just is. And also, you know, the Sony Open in Hawaii, I can't wait to be at Wailea Country Club. PGA Tour Golf Tournament starts January 8th to the 14th, 2024, at Wailea Country Club. That's right here on Oahu. Get your tickets. There are lots of ways to do that. Sony Open in Hawaii. Thank you for your money. May you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2020.